Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, August 6th. Thank you so much for joining us and thank you everyone who checks in religiously every morning. You can check in by calling or texting us at 702-364-9400, just like Melissa and Francis did, Rick and Diana, Sarah, Miss Kit Kat, Jasmine, Rudy, Kirkland is checking in, so is Cujo, Joby, Lance, Jessica, Twins Mom for Life from Centennial Hills, all listening, and then checking in on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM. This morning we have Mike and we have Michelle. Melodies is checking in this morning. So is Sharon and Adam. So thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. Thursday, almost to the weekend. How was your night last night?
I watched the first half hour of Big Brother last night. Because the seasons that I have watched it before in the past, I did enjoy it. So I said, you know what, it's back. It's All-Star cast. I'm going to check it out. So the first four contestants, those first four ladies that were introduced, I knew who they all were. I liked a couple of them. So I was excited about it. And then I started to get tired and wanted to do some reading. So I DVR'd it. But I got into Big Brother last night.
Well, it went until 11 o'clock. Oh. So that's a little past our bedtime. But because I'm such a fan, I stayed up and watched it all.
How was it? The biggest fan I know. Did you like it? Were you disappointed with some of the cast members?
No, I was surprised by some of them because it's considered an All-Stars season, and there were some that were like voted out first. So I'm like, how are you an All-Star? Like, I don't understand it. But from what I understand, they had, you know, the people they wanted to come in, they've been doing the coronavirus testing on all of them. And I saw on one of the websites that two people came back positive for coronavirus. So I'm guessing the people that I was kind of questioning were maybe backups. And they got thrown in there after maybe an actual All-Star tested positive. I'm not sure.
That would make sense because one of those first girls was, I'm like, oh, I remember her. But then she was talking about her history on the show. And she's like, yeah, talking about the first season she was on. She got eliminated early in the second season. She made it a little bit farther, but she wasn't one of the finalists. I'm like, oh, okay. But I did remember her character. So, yeah, it's a good point. They're probably some alternates. It's like with the NFL, with the Pro Bowl. Some guys get selected and like, you know what, I'm going to pass on playing.
So someone gets to take his spot.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's what I'm guessing happened. But I told myself, I'm like, don't stay up and watch. Don't stay up so late. And I was laying there and the kids are in our room because we only have the one TV right now because of the remodel. My husband's fast asleep and I'm just laying there trying to keep my eyes open. So at one point I closed them, but I was still listening to it. And I heard them like, they're like, they're sleeping. Let's go. And I was like, ha ha ha. I was up the whole time. Little did you know that. So,
well, I think the producers of that show too are really good at hooking you. Because I did the same thing. I'll watch the first 5 minutes, and then you just get hooked. And like, well, coming up next, who's going to win this? And coming up next, and the teasers they got to hook you to keep watching that show. So I was into it last night. Maybe tonight I will watch the rest of it. And it's back on again Sunday, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So Big Brother's back. It was good to see some live TV, some some TV that is current. It's crazy. You know, they're all standing there in masks, and then they get to take them off once they go into the house. So
yeah, and as soon as the entryway, because they left Julie Chen had the mask on. As soon as they entered the house, they were off. So they took those masks off fast.
Yeah, it was a good night as far as personally, I was loving that. I'm baseball still watching every single day. Love that the Yankees played the Phillies in a doubleheader yesterday. So watch that Dodgers game. It's just been a good week for me sports wise. And then the Golden Knights tonight, man, just can it get any better?
Yeah, 3:30 has been another afternoon game to watch our Golden Knights and they take on St. Louis. That's gonna be a great game this afternoon.
Yeah, I can't wait. Again, they're still in pool place. This is the second game, won the first, and so this is all gonna determine the seeding as they move on. Up next will be the Colorado Avalanche. So we'll talk more about that later.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? Woo! On Mix 94.1.
Brian Austin Green is trending this morning. He had a pretty epic social media clapback to his ex, Megan Fox. So she posted a photo of her and her new boyfriend, Machine Gun Kelly, with the caption, "Achingly beautiful boy, my heart is yours." Well, a few hours later, Brian expertly trolled her and posted a photo of all four of his kids, Cassius, Bodie, Noah, and Journey, with the caption, "Achingly beautiful boys, my heart is yours."
Oh. Right back at her.
Is that a not so subtle way of letting her know she's abandoned her kids? I don't know. But that, yeah, as far as like on a level, a scale of 1 to 10, trolling, I give that a 9.5. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I feel bad for her kids too. I don't know if her kids are on Instagram or not and seeing, oh, there's mom with another man right now. It's got to be hard if you're a kid and your parents are going through a divorce and you're seeing mom already posting pictures on social media with a new man.
Yeah, that and it seemed fast. Like I don't know. It just seemed like all of a sudden she's achingly beautiful. My heart is yours for what? Like, didn't you guys just meet? What happened? Maybe time has gotten away from me with this whole quarantine.
Yeah, maybe they've been together longer than we know of, but yeah, it does kind of seem like we just started talking about they were spotted together, and she did that. She's in his music video, and there's some rumblings that seems like yesterday, but it could have been a couple months ago.
Maybe it was a couple years ago. I don't even know. I've lost track. Also, this morning, Instagram Reels is trending. Instagram's new short form video feature launched yesterday. They're going after a TikTok at a time when they're pretty vulnerable, seeing as how the president says he wants to have them banned. Reels, they let users create 15-second clips just like TikTok and share them publicly or with friends within the Instagram app. The editing software, it operates very similarly to TikTok, where users can overlay audio, they can select all these augmented reality effects, upload video clips in a similar way. So Instagram Reels is finally here.
And then there were some changes to Instagram. I noticed on stories there's different font and different lettering and backgrounds. And when I first noticed it, I was just so confused by it. Like, what is this font? What is going on? I'm not used to it.
Yeah, the way they kind of set it up was kind of confusing. But yeah, I like some of the new fonts, except for Comic Sans. Why would you make that a... Who uses that?
Is that one of the options that are on there?
Oh, yeah. Do you know the whole, like, Comic Sans, it's like a joke. It's like a well-known joke that if you use that, you're 5 years old.
Oh, yeah. So, hold on.
Don't use Comic Sans.
Hold on. Let me delete that last story. My bad.
No, I'm sure you wouldn't use Comic Sans. So also trending this morning, millennials is trending. A new survey says 39% of younger millennials say the COVID-19 recession has them moving back home. Even some of those who haven't made the move home, they're still getting help. About 15% say their parents are paying at least part of their rent, while another 15% say their parents are covering all of their housing costs. And despite the fact that they appreciate the help from their families, 82% say they don't really want to rely on their parents financially.
You want to be out on their own, independent. Totally get that. I do have some friends that were in New York City when everything was just really the height of everything, that just moved out of the city back in with their parents in the suburbs, just to get out of the city itself, just not to be stuck in a little 300 square foot apartment during the lockdown, just going back to with mom and dad.
I was watching the news this morning, and apparently, as far as like rates go, that's the place to be right now. They have one of the lowest like rates of positive tests in the country.
Yeah, they're doing things right there,
like,
huh?
Like 1% of all of the tests that are taken come back positive. Only 1%. And they're talking about, like, if there's any place to open schools in the country, it's New York City. Like, that. So they may want to go back. Tell your friends.
Yeah. Hey, guys, go back now. Yeah, it is kind of crazy. I think, remember, that was like the epicenter of everything. It was just the hot spot, and now they're doing well.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they're now, my mom and dad are going back into the city.
Yeah, it's safer there, so I'm going. And then finally this morning, Cheetos are trending. The iconic brand of snack chip is headed to the pasta aisle in your grocery store. They are debuting new Cheetos mac and cheese on Saturday, and they're offering the same flavor experience of their regular Cheetos with three flavors. You'll have bold and cheesy, flamin' hot, and cheesy jalapeno. They feature corkscrew pasta noodles, which are inspired by Chester Cheetah's tail, and you'll be able to get them at Walmart, just 98 cents for a box. That's what I'm talking about. If you're going to go mac and cheese, go with one of the cheesiest things you know, and that's Cheetos.
And the spicy ones sound really good, too.
Yeah.
I'm craving spice.
I want to try that. So they just need to start getting Doritos in there. I think you should get a Doritos mac and cheese, too.
Oh, that'd be good, too.
Yeah, there's so many possibilities. Cheetos, come to us for ideas. We have them. Okay, there you go. That's what's trending for Thursday, August 6th.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1234.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Thursday. Here we are. It is 6 o'clock. I'm already starting things off rough. I have something in my eye. I can't get it out. I hate touching my eyeball, but it's on my eyeball. I'm like sitting here and just like, oh my gosh.
Did you, a couple options, go wash your hands, then sanitize, then get in there? Or secondly, I know in our break room, that little medical kit we have in there?
Yeah.
There are latex gloves in there.
Well, I'm just going bare hands on this one, man.
Go raw.
So here, let me touch the, let me get that coronavirus right in there the stuff I've touched.
You got a good immune system, you'll beat it.
Oh, man, I don't know, just all of a sudden it just happened. This is really weird, but yeah, I'm like, everything was going great until that, and it's just those little things that can throw you totally off.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't use my hands this morning. I don't know if you noticed when I pulled in. Like, I couldn't, I had my bag with my laptop, and then I had a bag of, like water and stuff in it, and my coffee, and I couldn't figure out how to hold my coffee and a bag at the same time. It was just, like, the weirdest thing. I'm like, where do I put my hand? It was so bizarre. I couldn't, like, for some reason, my brain just wasn't working. It's like, you can't hold a bag and coffee at the same time. It just wasn't happening.
Sometimes you feel like you unlearn stuff, and you just unlearn how to act like a regular human being. I know what you mean. Or I'll just forget how to speak sometimes. I'm like, la, la, la. What? Especially when I'm ordering something like Starbucks and just, you know, grande coffee, coconut milk. I go up, one second. I'm like, why 1 second? You know what you want. Yeah, I totally feel that.
Sometimes the mind stops working.
I know.
Hey, our show number, by the way, we were just talking about the angel numbers you were saying. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, our show number is 1234. When I look down at the paper, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's find out what angel number 1234 is, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay, angel number 1234 is telling you that it is the right time to show all your skills because they may help you in reaching your goals. Also, your angels want to tell you that you should not listen to what other people are saying, but you should listen to your own heart and intuition.
Sounds like an Enya song right there, that last one. That was good.
Yeah, that's don't listen to what other people say. Listen to yourself.
Listen
to your heart. Who sings that song?
Oh, I was thinking
when
of Enya.
Is it heart?
Oh, yeah. Listen to your heart. Sings about singing your heart. Read that last one again. Give me some Enya into it.
Oh, hold on. I deleted that. Where did it go?
I'll start it again. You tell me when.
Ah! Dang it. I just deleted the angel number.
Come on. We got to show our skills today.
Yeah. And I'm really showing them right now. Angel number 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay.
Ready?
Yes. It is the right time to show all your skills because they may help you in reaching your goals. Also, your angels want to tell you you should not listen to what other people are saying, but you should listen to your own heart and intuition.
Oh!
Even and hit that post on the angel number, man.
Line of the day is already done. Thank you for that, my friend.
Let's just check out. I can get this stuff out of my eye. We can go, you can learn how to speak again or hold a bag and walk with coffee.
You want to call it and see everyone want to go meet for breakfast somewhere? Where can we socially distance and go have breakfast as a family this morning?
Oh my gosh.
Let's get out of here and do it.
No, I'm excited for today's show because we have a lot of cool stuff going on, and I want to talk about this this game tonight. I'm so excited. The Golden Knights play the St. Louis Blues tonight. Hopefully they get another win. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I saw on the news this morning, they made a comment that with some other losses in there, regardless of what happens, they'll be in the top three seeding when it comes to the next round, which is a great thing. But obviously they want to be a higher seed. Be great to be the number one seed, as Gary Lawless was telling us. If that's the case, then they would be guaranteed throughout the actual playoff run to be playing the lower seed team the entire time.
We went on a walk last night, and you had made a comment when we were talking to Gary Lawless. He lives in my neighborhood, and so every day we go on a walk, and I always walk by his house. And you made a comment when we were talking to him, like, or maybe he made the comment, like, he doesn't know where I live. Like, I walk by his... Oh, you said, do you walk by every day hoping to see a glimpse of him? And now I'm super paranoid about that. I hope he doesn't think I'm stalking him. So we're walking by last night, and we have an option. Do we want to go right and walk by Gary Lawless's house, or do we want to go left and we'll eventually walk by his house, but it'll be much later in the walk and we can kind of zip by his house. And I'm like, we got to go left. I don't want him to think I'm stalking him. I was just like, I'm not that here for that. I don't want him to think that he's got a psycho neighbor here.
See, in my mind, you're just walking back and forth. That's the psycho part. Walking past once is fine. There's that person, like, you know, you're hoping to see your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend in their house. Just walking. No, okay, let me walk by again. Let me walk by again. Hey, Gary!
Well, we do a few loops, too, so it might look like I am continually walking back and forth, but it's just so weird because I always time it so he walks outside or is coming home and... Oh, he probably thinks I'm a crazy person.
I think all that your schedules are kind of the same. Your worlds are kind of spinning around at the at the same time. And that's why you guys are crossing paths.
He always yells at us, though. It's like, use your arms! I'm like, okay, I'm not a mall walker that uses my arms. I just walk normally.
Does he shout that to everyone that walks by?
No, just us. I've seen other people walk by. He's very nice.
All right. A lot coming up on today's show, including that Apple TV. We're doing It's an Apple a day all week long here on Mix 94.1, and we have the Apple TV 4K for you. We have one at around 620, 625 with heads up. One again in the 8 o'clock hour with heads up. And then Sean will have one in the 4 o'clock hour. And Heather, she's got one for you in the 1 o'clock hour. So all day long, win yourself an Apple TV. And then coming up here in the dirt, Tom Hanks. He's about to take on a very iconic role, and an iconic show is set to return. Details in about 7 minutes.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Our contestant, caller 20, is Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
You are in for Heads Up. We want to get you this Apple TV 4K so badly. So pick a category. Do you want to go with Royal Family or Race Day?
Royal family
it is. Okay, so Meghan Markle's birthday was this week, earlier in the week, so these are all things that have to do with the royal family.
Okay,
who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Cynthia, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and you get this Apple TV 4K. It's all yours. You guys start now.
This is where the queen lives. Her house is called...
The castle?
What's the name of that big place in London? They live at...
Skip it.
Okay. This is William's brother. He's got red hair. Meghan's husband.
Harry.
Yes. This is who lives in the big... who rules all of it. She is... Who is she?
Queen Elizabeth.
Yes. This is Harry's brother, married to Kate.
William.
Yes.
Prince William.
This is their mom.
Princess Diana.
Yes. This is William's wife. Her name is?
Kate.
Kate what? No, let's pass that one. I'm going to pass this next one. These are the guys that wear those big black hats. What are they called?
The officers that are in the castle.
Oh, man. Darn it.
The time just ran out, Cynthia.
I'm sorry, Cynthia. That was the Queen's Guard. We skipped Buckingham Palace. I'm so sorry, Cynthia.
It's okay.
You did. That was a valiant effort, but unfortunately, we cannot make you a winner.
Hold on one second, Cynthia, because I was talking to her off the air. She's multitasking. She's making breakfast for the kids, getting ready to go to work. So she's doing like five different things.
And playing Hands Up.
And
how
playing
do you
heads
even
up.
Do that? Thank you so much for trying. Hang on. The line will try to get you some sort of consolation prize, Cynthia. But that means caller 20 right now, you're going to get yourself a brand new Apple TV 4K. All you got to do is call 702-364-9400.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go. Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Hey, let's welcome Taylor Swift back to country. Her song Betty has debuted at number 6 on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart and number 1 on their country streaming song chart. They were talking about this song right here.
The worst thing that I ever did was what I did to you. But if I just showed up at your party, would you have me? Would you want?
I like that song.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But is the album labeled alternative?
It sounds an alternative feel to me for sure.
Such a good album. Kim Kardashian.
Have you listened to it?
Oh, my wife. Yeah, night once, nonstop in our house.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, she was right there with you. First ones to buy that thing. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are on vacation to try and save their marriage. And while on this trip, the tabloids are reporting that Kim has a divorce journal, keeping track of his outbursts and behavior to aid in her defense if they do get a divorce.
Oh, so it's kind of like some, she's keeping notes just in case she has to come back with stories of what he did.
Yes, gotcha. Exactly. So says the tabloids. And then they say this, it's official that Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson have reunited. They say they have been quarantining together and they were apparently decided to give their relationship another go. She said that she wants to give their daughter, True, another sibling. And some wonders if Tristan will be able to stay away from his cheating ways once things get back to normal. That was the downfall of their relationship in the beginning.
I really respect the way they kind of, they've co-parented and the way that they just have made things work in front of her. Just even though there may have been things behind the scenes, it's been really mature of them.
Did an old school pro wrestler just admit to committing murder when he was a kid? So Mercedes, name the wrestler. I'll play the theme song. You name the wrestler.
Jeffrey Bishop.
Jeffrey Bishop, the son of Tom Bishop.
I don't know.
This is the theme song to The Rockers, and Marty Jannetty is who I'm talking about here. And he was never the biggest name in professional wrestling, but he was part of The Rockers in the 80s and early 90s with Shawn Michaels, who went on to be one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. Well, Marty Jannetty just claimed on Facebook that he killed a man in the early 70s when he was 13.
Oh my gosh.
Supposedly, the guy tried to sexually assault Marty when he was trying to buy weed from him. Marty wrote, "That was the very first time I made a man disappear. They never found him. They should have looked in the Chattahoochee River."
Chattahoochee.
Thank you. By the way, the police say, you know what? We're going to look into this one.
Did they? Or do we know?
They just started. This all went down yesterday.
Oh, man. That's. I wonder if he's just messing with everyone.
Where is the Chattahoochee River, and why is that the coolest name of any river out there?
I don't know, but I just remember there was a song back in the day. It was a country song way down yonder in the Chattahoochee. It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. I can't remember. It was Alan Jackson, I think, sang that song. And so that's the only reason I know that.
That's a great name of a river.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Let's go down to the Chattahoochee River. Oh, man.
That's a good one. We were talking about, my husband didn't believe me, but have you heard... You've heard of Lake Titicaca before, right?
That I have, yes.
And he's like, that is not the name of a real lake. I'm like, it is. It's in South America. It's on the border of Bolivia and Peru. It's Lake Titicaca.
Did you know that, or did you research that?
I remember learning that in geography when I was in high school. And my daughter she was like, yeah. She's like, you've never heard of that? I guess it's like the largest freshwater lake or something like that. She knew way more about it than I did. And he's like, you guys are making this up. I'm like, you didn't learn about that in high school? He's like, there's no way that's a real name. And I had to pull it up and show him.
That's funny. And I just noticed something. When I play this Rockers, their theme song, does it remind you of a song from the 80s?
Yeah, it sounds like Modern Love.
Oh, yes. See, yeah. I was thinking the Phil Collins Sussudio. I was thinking this one here.
Oh. That sounds similar to that, too.
But Modern Love, I can hear that, too.
Yeah, that's what the first thing I thought of. I thought that's what you were playing initially. I was like, oh, he hit the wrong button. I'm like, oh, that's his actual.
And last one here, Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Colletti just had a major reunion, and Laguna Beach fans are just going crazy over this whole thing. She posted a selfie with her former high school sweetheart, and fans loved every minute of it. It was earlier this week. They're kind of arms wrapped around each other, kind of hanging out, and she captioned the photo, 2004 or 2020. And 2004, that's when they started dating. Now, this just comes 4 months after her split from her husband, Jay Cutler. So how has Jay Cutler responded to this whole thing? He has left Instagram. He has deactivated his Instagram account. It's nowhere to be found.
I saw that. That's, I wonder, I mean, you can deactivate it and not totally delete it, but is that sending a message or is he just like, I just don't want to see all this stuff?
And responses, maybe people tagging him and all the responses. And his Instagram was taken off when he was trying to find out who was killing his chickens.
Yeah, that's...
He had a good thing going.
Interesting. I bet he'll be back. Or maybe he was just mad about that whole Reels thing and he's just like not a fan of it. Instagram Reels, now that it's out.
Yeah, I can't handle it.
Maybe that's why.
There's another thing we got to post to. Coming up 1 hour from right now, we have for you an Apple TV 4K courtesy of S-Curve Records. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Lose Somebody, Kygo with One Republic. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It is 7:31. Sorry. Something's wrong with my phone right now. I'm trying to fix what's going on.
We have issues here, too. We can't, the website that records our podcast and everything is not working again this morning. So we're having some, like, internal issues here in the building.
What's happening? What's wrong with it?
It's just down. The site is down. So every single radio station here in the building, every audio, all the shows get recorded to our website, and that's where we pull audio, and it's just not, the website's crashed.
So we don't have any audio for today?
Moving from this point forward, we will, because Nudia's got a backup plan going on.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she's on it.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. My Wi-Fi went out, then my phone decided to do an update, and then I couldn't get it to work again. It's just really weird. Everything's going crazy. It's 7:32. It is Thursday morning. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Is there anyone out there who has ever had to be rescued from someplace? Maybe it was a full-blown rescue. Maybe it was just a family member that rescued you. The reason I ask is my friend, I guess she's going out to the lake again this weekend. They go out every week. They have a boat. And she was telling, she asked if you guys ever want to come with us, it's so much fun. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't know. I haven't been out there for a long time, but just I get nervous in bigger bodies of water. The lake to me is very intimidating. And she's like, oh, there's nothing to be intimidated about, except 2 weekends ago when I floated out and had to be rescued. And I was like, wait, you had to be rescued? She was on a little floaty thing and I guess she fell asleep, and she was wearing a life vest and stuff, but it wasn't like a little pool floaty. It was like a bigger kind of thing that they attacked.
Big raft kind of thing. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And she said she fell asleep. She woke up and she floated out so far she couldn't get back. And no one had noticed that she had floated out. So someone, I don't know if it was like the people at Lake Mead or someone else, but she said she had to be rescued. I'm like, oh my gosh, how'd you get people's attention? She's like, well, I had my cell phone and I just called. I called my husband. But have you ever had to be rescued from someplace? 702-364-9400.
First off, if your friend has a boat and they're inviting you to Lake Mead, go out there. I've been out there 4 times this year. Lake Mead is awesome. It's such a great time out there, and the water's so nice too. So I suggest you go out boating this weekend.
Yeah.
And secondly, that I would have a total panic attack because you're just floating. It's like you're laying outside sunbathing. The next you know, you fall asleep with that sun beaming down on you, and open your eyes and you think you're close to your boat wherever you're supposed to be. That's got to be frightening when that happens.
She made the comment that she was more worried about getting sunburned because she was out there for so long that she didn't have enough sunscreen on. But they got her and there was no issue. But, you know, yeah, it's scary. You just wake up and then, oh, my gosh, where am I? But I'm trying to think. The only place I had to be rescued from Well, no, two places. One in an elevator at Disneyland. We had to be rescued. It got stuck, but it was a glass elevator, so it wasn't that bad. I could see outside.
Okay.
I was okay with that. And then the other one was when I was little and I got my head stuck in the little stair rails on the banister, mm-hmm. and I pushed my head in, and my mom had to rescue me with some butter. But everything was fine. It wasn't like a serious rescue, so I feel bad just saying something like that.
I have a buddy of mine who lives up in Pahrump, and he was off-roading, and he got stuck, and he had to call search and rescue to come out and get him unstuck. And it was a whole process. But he was so impressed of how search and rescue, because his tires were spinning. He was posting videos and stuff. He couldn't get out. He couldn't go anywhere. And they came out and helped him out and got him out of the spot. But he was so impressed that he, since then, has volunteered for the search and rescue up in the Pahrump area.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I thought it was like, he was so impressed. Like, oh, this is fun. I'm going to join you guys.
If you need an adrenaline rush and you really truly care about the well-being of people, that's like a great place. So it's volunteer though, right?
This one, he is, yeah, the one that came out to get him. Yeah, it was a volunteer one up there. And he was going through training and stuff. I don't think it was like, hey, I want to join your team. Come on aboard. He has to go through certain training to join the guys. But yeah, either he's in it now or he's in the process of training.
Has anyone ever had to be rescued from a place? Maybe it was something silly that you did that kind of got you into that predicament. Or maybe it was more serious where you were like locked in somewhere, locked out of somewhere. Where'd you have to be rescued from? 702-364-9400. This one also, this text came in. It says, Mercedes, I also got my head stuck in a banister as a kid. It's a rite of passage. On Facebook, this one is from Mark, and he says, I would like to be rescued from 2020 right about now. Wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
Wouldn't we all please rescue us from this madness? It's
I'm looking for the rescue helicopter. We're putting the SOS outside the radio station. Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing's going to come rescue us now. Hey, we are more than halfway through the year. So before you know it, this is all going to be past us. It's all going to be good again.
Amen,
oh
sister.
Oh, gosh.
We got the hot three coming up next. What do you got?
All right. Coming up, we are going to talk about what we are using our kids as right now. There's this thing called reverse mentorship where you look to your children to teach you new things. And a lot of us are doing it. We'll talk about that. Also, what are some of the little joys in life that we really treasure? And a dad gets news on what he's about to have with his wife at a gender reveal party. And wait until you hear his reaction. We'll tell you all about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us.
Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Harry Styles, adore you. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and you can take Mix 94.1 with you anywhere. All you have to do is just download the radio.com app.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
If your parents are in their 60s or 70s, their tech skills might be kind of pathetic, but get ready to feel real old real fast, because your kids might already feel the same way about you. A recent survey found almost 6 in 10 parents use their kids as tech support and go to them for help with new gadgets and apps. But here's the insulting part. They also polled a bunch of kids between 6 and 14, and 20% said they'd never ask their parents for tech help because they know they're clueless.
Kids.
I know. A third said their parents aren't familiar with most of the websites and apps they use, and 40% think that, in general, they're already better with technology than their parents are. When kids do need tech support, they're more likely to turn to their friends or watch a video on YouTube.
I'm very envious of you and your two daughters, because I'm sure they teach you and show you some things that are going on in their world. And for those of us that don't have kids, we miss out on these things, because Sophie was the first one to introduce me to Billie Eilish. She was talking to you about it. That's why I discovered Billie Eilish. So maybe we should have either Brooklyn or Sophie on once a week, giving us these are the top 5 things in my world right now. Just kind of bullet point of the things that they're into. And so for those of us who don't have kids, we can still stay connected.
Yeah, I mean, we can definitely do that. I try to bring everything to you guys that I get from them, but we can certainly do that.
Yeah, showcase, educate us.
Is there anything specific you're looking for, like pop culture, tech, music?
I take it all. Is there a certain show that she's into that maybe, or YouTube channel or someone she's watching that we should all be checking out?
They like a lot of YouTubers. There's Brooklyn and Bailey are Brooklyn's favorite. They're sisters, Brooklyn and Bailey.
Okay.
They're Rebecca Zamolo. They love her. Gosh, yeah. There's so many names out there that sometimes
I'm
I get
learning
confused.
Stuff. I am learning stuff.
Fortnite is just like their life right now. They play Fortnite. I created a Fortnite account so I could play with them, and they love playing with me, but I'm not very good. So they always have to come rescue me or bring me back to life and stuff, but they still want to play with me. I don't want to play. And they're always like, will you join our squad? We're going to play squads now. I'm like, oh, fine. So I'll go. And I'm running around in circles. They're like, the storm is coming. Run from the storm. I'm like, I'm running. I don't know where to go. They're like, go in this house. Go get the guns. I'm like, where's the guns? It's just, it's frustrating.
So maybe I should join Fortnite then.
Yeah, but good luck with that.
Yeah, I'll pass on
just
that one.
Good luck trying to control your person running around. Also this morning, according to a new study, seeing a loved one after being apart for a while, sleeping in a freshly made bed, and feeling the sun on their face are Americans' top little joys. Following those, the survey revealed getting something for free and having time alone rounded out the top five little things that we look forward to. Things have certainly changed, and we're more appreciative of those little things, especially within the last few months. But the average respondent experiences four of these small things per day, and results revealed 83% of respondents agree it's the little things in their day that bring the most joy. So what's a daily little joy you've been having since staying at home in quarantine now? Is it just a summer thing, or what is it for you?
For me, I love our sunsets. If I'm outside when the sun is setting, I'll just stand out there and just kind of soak it in. And then also just like the full moon we had recently, just soaking in the sky here in Las Vegas. The desert sky is so picturesque out there.
Just those little things like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
What's it for you?
I think just like the nightly walks we go on. And at first it started out as just a way to make sure we get movement and keep in shape. But now I look forward to it, even if I've had a long day and I'm tired. The other night we didn't go to on the walk until 8:45. It was so late, but I needed it. It's just my release. It's just getting the fresh air. It makes me feel good. It's just one of those little joys that I look forward to all day long.
And you guys weren't doing walks before quarantine, were you?
Not at all.
That's cool.
Not at all. I would do my own workout. My husband would do his own workout. And now, I mean, it's not really a workout because, I mean, we do break a sweat. We walk fast, but compared to the workouts, it's just more of a mental health thing for us now.
Oh, yeah, but you're out there moving outside. Yeah. That's awesome.
Finally, this morning, this guy's wife might not give him any more chances to make babies after this because this is pretty brutal. What do you guys think? There's a section on Reddit called Am I the Bleep? Oh, you know, have you seen that one?
I've not seen it, but I know what you, okay. I understand. We understand what you're
saying. Am I the jerk?
Away.
Am yeah. I the jerk? Okay. Where people post their stories and they ask if they were in the wrong or not. And some guy asked if he's a jerk for storming out of his wife's gender reveal party when he didn't like the result. So he's in his early 30s. He already has a 5-year-old daughter. So he was hoping for a boy, but their gender reveal sparkler shot pink sparks when they lit it. And he couldn't hide how disappointed he was. As people walked up to congratulate him, his wife told him to at least try to look happy. But instead, he walked out, he jumped in his car, and he took off. Most people seem to agree that, yes, he's a jerk. They're also not thrilled with some of his comments, like that he can't deal with the, quote, neuroticism of having two girls. Also, he wanted a boy to, quote unquote, toss a ball around with, which girls can do too, obviously. He thinks his wife is the jerk, though, for telling him to act happy. He also says she and her sister guilt tripped him by saying it was like a reenactment of their dad walking out on their mom when they were kids.
It's not a man, it's a child is what that is.
That is, I mean, that talk about handling it poorly. Even if there was, if you were disappointed, they're, wow. You're hopefully going to have another healthy baby girl.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
That's just terrible.
We went to one and kind of friends of friends, and all the buzz was everyone hoping that it's a boy. Kind of the same situation. Because if it's a girl, how's Tom going to react if it's a girl? I'm like, okay, this Tom guy's a real jerk. I didn't realize about the guy. Because everyone, oh, let's hope it's a boy, hope it's a boy. And it was a boy, and Tom was very happy. I'm like, well, what if it was a girl? What was Tom going to do? What are you going to do, dude? Yeah, what a jerk.
That's, yeah, I don't even know how you justify that. It just, and to make the whole party
And then he storms off. Yeah, and all your
like,
family.
How dramatic are you?
Dude, get a life.
That's terrible.
Coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, we have an Apple 4K TV. It is yours when you win heads up around 8:25. We have your Apple TV 4K coming up this hour at 8:25. It is yours when you win heads up. And that's an awesome prize. I know you have one. You use it every day, right? You're using that thing?
Yeah, we love ours. Don't you have one too?
That's my soul. That's the only way I get TV in my house because I use YouTube TV and it's all through Apple TV.
Yeah,
how do I get it dialed in?
You can use everything through Apple TV. It's really cool. So we'll have another one of those to give away with heads up here. It is 8:01. It is Thursday morning, almost to the weekend, and Golden Knights play tonight, something you can also watch on your Apple TV. If you have
yes,
one.
Yeah, 3:30 for the big game against St. Louis. Is there, when it comes to where you work, or I mean, is there a joke, phrase, or maybe expression that you hear over and over at your place of employment? Because I was at Palace Station, and I cracked a joke to this woman, and her response was kind of like, haven't heard that one before. Because when you go into Palace Station, they do the temperature checks. A lot of places do this. Casinos do this. So I have no problem doing that. So I got my mask on and I walk in. I didn't see the booth where they're doing the temperature checks. Wasn't really paying attention. She's like, oh, sir, we have to check your temperature. I'm like, okay. So I stand in the spot and she's like, okay, lower your mask. And I haven't had to do that before. And okay. So I lowered my mask and I said to her, I'm like, oh, you just want to see this big smile, huh? And she kind of gives
like,
us
no.
She goes, not those teeth. No, she kind of gives me this look like, no, actually, we need to take a for the eye in the sky. We need to get a shot of your face.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, okay. But I envision every time someone's taking their mask off, they're making some comment like, oh, you just want to see this face? You want to see this moneymaker? Here's my smile. And her response was just kind of like, we just got to see what you actually look like underneath that mask.
And she's probably just had a long day and a lot of people making the same comment over and over. So while I have no doubt she wasn't trying to be insulting to you.
No, not at all. But she was just like, that's what I'm saying. Like, she probably hears that over and over, people cracking jokes and like, oh, hey, I haven't heard that joke before. Because she had a smile on her face, but she's like, no, it's for the cameras in the sky so we can see who's coming in.
But are you always that guy that has to make like the funny quirky joke at someone's employment? That are you the token joke guy?
I'll drop them, but I don't do it at every place I go to.
That's because doesn't every profession have a joke about their profession that you hear over and over and over again, and it doesn't really get funny ever, but maybe you pretend like it's the funniest thing you've ever heard and it's the first time you've ever heard it that they're so... I'll do that. Like, people will say all the time with our profession, what's your profession's joke? 702-364-9400. When they meet you, especially if they meet you for the first time, they'll either say one of two things. They'll either go with it as a compliment or they'll go with it as an insult. They'll either say, wow, you do have a face for radio, or you don't have a face for radio. So basically they're saying that if you're on the radio, you're ugly. So either you fit that or you don't fit that. And so, but that's always the face for radio mm-hmm. joke is the one that I always hear, but I always act like it's the first time I've heard it. Thank you. I'm glad I don't. Or if they say you do, I'm like, I know. This is why I'm on the radio for a reason. You know, like, what can I say? So that is always the radio joke.
That should be the thing. When someone drops that routine joke on you, you just react like you're hearing it for the first time. In the rental car place, someone would come in to rent a car for me. This was back in college. And I would say, hey, sir, if you want, I can get you into a convertible today, I think, for free. I'm like, yeah, no, it's I'm charging. I'm like, no, it's gonna cost you, you know, $15 a day. But I should have just been like,
I honestly though, if you would have said that to me, I would have thought you were just offering me a free upgrade. So the way you said it was kind of misleading. So they may not have been trying to make a joke. They may have been like, really? Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. But if you know, he might not be paying attention.
That's
so.
That's my sales tactic. Thank you. Like, oh yeah, wait, why is the $10 more debt? You said you wanted the convertible.
Oh, I thought it was for free.
No, you signed it right here, ma'am.
Victoria, what is your job joke that you hear all the time?
Well, I actually get two. So I'm a waitress, and number one at my job, like every time when you're finishing up the meal, right, and you're just ready to drop the check so they can pay, and you're like, can I get you guys anything else? every single time, I would say 90% of the time, yeah, $1 million.
And that's what I was thinking in my mind as you said that. I've never said that.
Time. And you have to come up with something quirky to say back, otherwise you're mean. So I've come up with the, oh, if I find it, I'll split it with you. Another one, being named Victoria, what do you think people ask me all the time?
What's your secret?
Absolutely, every time.
See, I'm like, my laugh is a genuine laugh. I think both these are hysterical.
Okay, Victoria, I have another one for you that my husband does all the time when we go out to eat. So the server will come over and he'll eat everything on his plate and he'll be, and they'll say, so how was everything? And what do you think he says?
Oh, terrible.
Yes, exactly. He is awful. This was terrible.
You see, because he ate everything on the plate.
That was just the worst thing. Yep, sorry, Victoria. My husband says that one all the time.
Oh, that's funny.
This one says, my last name is Man. I get so many "you're the man" jokes.
Why am I laughing at these? Like, they're so funny because they are.
Jason says, I deliver alcohol and they always tell me my car is right over there. retail life. This one says, if it doesn't scan, I hear it's free, right? I've actually said that one.
These are all things we've all done.
Oh, man. And then this one says, oh, you work in a bank. Can we split the money? Ha, ha, ha. Oh, a plumber says, the I lay pipe jokes are always there. Oh, my goodness.
No, that's good.
I don't know what that means.
No. Yeah. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, we have that Apple TV 4K. It is yours when you win Heads Up.
We're your station to hum to, your station to tap to, and your station to work to.
It really gets you pumped every time a good song comes on. That's why I love it.
Just can't get enough.
Vegas's best variety at work.
Mix 94.1.
Rain on Me, that's Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande kicking off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. It's actually 90 minutes commercial-free when it's all said and done.
We love that, and we love that you guys are joining us this morning. Happy Thursday. It is 8:18.
My brother sent me such a cute picture over the weekend. It was his two kids. And they were playing outside in the front yard, and they were just playing in a sprinkler. Just having so much fun in the sprinkler. And I think he said, it's the simple things that keeps them entertained. And I remember when we were kids, it felt like it was for hours. We'd be out there playing in a sprinkler. Probably wasn't that long. But a sprinkler would just entertain us. It was the funnest thing ever. Now as an adult, we were outside giving Jax a bath a couple weekends ago, and I had the water. I sprayed my wife, and I got sprayed, and it was fun for like maybe 30 seconds, 60 seconds. It's just running around in a sprinkler as an adult. Maybe it has some appeal for the first few seconds, but be out there for 20, 30 minutes. I think it's a kid thing.
Well, yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, I don't see any adults running around in the sprinklers in their front yard.
It could be fun for 30. Wee, this is great. This is fun. Okay, let's go inside.
I get upset when I go to water something in the backyard and I turn on the hose and then it's not tightened all the way to the faucet and it... I'm like, oh, come on. Who did this?
Now, why is a kid, though? Kids are like, yeah, water. So much fun.
I don't know. But that was top tier entertainment when you were a kid. There's a whole level, like an echelon of what is entertaining. And I would put the swimming, sprinklers, and slip and slides in the top tier. And that's another thing that was fun, more fun when you were a kid versus an adult. Like, my daughter always wants to go swimming. Like, swimming, swimming, swimming. Let's go swimming. I want to go swimming. And I just, when I get in the pool, she wants to, like, play Marco Polo, and she wants to do handstands. Uh-huh. And she wants to do stuff. And I would like to just kind of enjoy the peacefulness and sit on a raft or something like that. But she wants to play. And that used to be so much fun as a child. But as an adult, it's fun for 5 or 10 minutes, and then I'm good to go.
You and I both growing up, we did not have pools. Did you have someone in your neighborhood that did have a pool?
Yeah, we just talked about this last week. One family, the Shepkes, they had a pool, but I think I went there one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know them very well.
We were the same thing. We didn't have a pool, but there were a few people in our neighborhoods that had pools, and the neighbors across the street, the Ronalds, they had a pool, and they would leave town a lot. And when they left town, it was up to my sister and I to walk over there and water their plants and take care of the stuff inside the house. And they would always tell us, why we're out of town, you guys can use the pool as much as you want. You know, my parents and stuff going over. And that was like, whoa, we got a pool for a week, and we'd be over there every single day just playing in that thing nonstop. It was part of the excitement of watching the Ronald's House.
Is there something that was just so much fun as a kid, and now that you've grown up, you're like, not so much fun? 702-364-9400. A lot of water sports, yeah. All the water sports.
You mentioned you got a new fridge, so you got a big cardboard box that it came in.
We haven't opened it yet. It's still in the box.
So yeah. when you open it and take it out, though, are you going to turn that box into a fort, or are you just going to collapse it and put it in the recycling container?
I did tell my kids we were going to do something with it. At the very least, I told them we would slide down the stairs in the box and pretend we're on the Jamaican bobsled team, because that's what we used to do. But now that they're not carpeted anymore, it might be a little, it might not be as comfortable. So I got to figure out how we're going to make use of this refrigerator box. That's going to be fun. But yeah, that's what we used to do with that. We used to set it up as a fort. I just sit in there like it was my own little clubhouse, and I was as content as could be. Now, put me in there, I'm going to get claustrophobic. I'm going to start having a hard time breathing. Like, whoa, why was this so much fun as a child, but not anymore?
If you're walking here and you turn the corner here at the radio station and I whack you with a pillow, are you going to laugh or be like, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to try to find something to whack you back with harder. Why is that? Pillow fights. Why was that such a fun thing? You know another thing that is totally fun as a kid, but as an adult, not so fun? S'mores. Oh, man. What a mess they are now. You try to take a bite that goes all over you. As a kid, I didn't care. I was just like, s'mores are the best. Now, s'mores. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was, yeah, just roasting marshmallows in general. Every so often, we'll roast some out back. And it's, to me, I like the roasting process, but then it's done. I got like 8 marshmallows I got to eat, and that's a lot of marshmallows to consume.
Shane says playing outside entertained him as a kid and bores you as an adult. Oh, and then Jason wrote a local weatherman's name. He entertained you as a kid,
oh, really?
But now bores
you.
Oh. Oh, man.
certain shows and people might have, yeah, entertained you as a child, but as an adult, like, what's this person doing?
Yeah, not as entertaining. Yeah, it happens. You know, we get jaded when we grow up, and it's too bad because as a kid, you find little joys everywhere, and now we're just like, this doesn't entertain me anymore. We're so crabby. What happened to us?
A sprinkler. Bah, humbug.
No.
Well, let's get some pillows and have some fun in this place. Come on now. Caller 20 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up, and this is a fun prize.
Yeah, we are going to give you an Apple TV 4K if you win Heads Up. All you got to do is get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and you will win. Caller 20, you're playing right now. You pick your category and you pick your partner. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we've got caller 20 on the line. It is Vicky. Yay, Vicky.
Let's get this party started, right?
Yes, let's get you that Apple TV 4K. Here are your categories to choose from. You have Hamel Time or Singing Divas. Which one do you want to go with?
Oh my gosh, it's Mercedes. Let's go with Singing Divas.
Singing Divas it is. And as far as your partner, who do you want to pick?
Girl, you know it's you. Girl power.
Let's do it.
Get it, girl power.
Singing Divas is the category. Whitney Houston's birthday is coming up this weekend. And these are all Singing Divas, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, Vicky, it's simple. You get 6 in 60 seconds, and you're getting that Apple TV 4K courtesy of S-Curve Records. You start now.
She sings, "Hello, it's me," Rolling in the Deep. She
Adele.
Yes,
Adele.
Yes. She sings, "I'm a genie in a bottle."
You gotta, oh, Christina Aguilera.
Yes. She is married to Jay-Z. She was part of Destiny's.
Oh, okay.
Yes. She was part of the, oh gosh, what was the her group? Stop in the Name of Love.
Okay,
yes. She sings "Rain on Me" with Ariana Grande.
Lady Gaga.
Yes. She sings "My Heart Will Go On." She was at Caesars.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about girl power. Look at you.
Yeah. We got the Divas. We got Vicky. We got Mercedes. We got it going on.
Oh, yes, we do. Congratulations. And you got an Apple TV 4K. Congratulations.
Thank Thank you guys so much. I've been trying all week. Thursdays for a fun day.
You guys crushed it with a capital C. That was awesome. And yeah, the Apple TV 4K is courtesy of S-Curve Records. And let's keep the divas, the ladies going. It's Billie Eilish. Heard the new song from Maroon 5, Nobody's Love. We have it coming up right after the Hot 3.
Here we go. It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, despite everything going on with the pandemic, for the second month in a row, housing prices reached a record high, according to a new report. Now, despite much of the local economy coming to a halt, the median price of an existing single-family home sold in July was $330,000. That's up a percentage and a half from the previous record set in June, and the median price is up 8.9% from July. The president of Las Vegas Realtor says that the Las Vegas housing market is not just a bright spot in the economy, that it is on fire. Local home prices are at record levels with historically low interest rates, strong demand, and a tight housing supply driving the market.
That's nothing but great news right there.
Yeah, that is some really good news. We could use it. Also this morning, it doesn't matter what kind of booze that you drink, knock back enough and you're going to do something you regret. But are different types of drunken behavior associated with different types of alcohol? Someone polled drinkers and asked what type of alcohol they were drinking when they did stupid things. And here's what they found. Whiskey drinkers get arrested the most. Almost twice as many people said they were drinking whiskey compared to rum, which was in second place, and tequila, which was in third. Vodka drinkers, they are most likely to get naked in public.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like myself some vodka.
A third of people who've streaked said that they were drinking vodka when it happened. You're also more likely to get a tattoo after drinking vodka. 42% of people were drinking it when they got inked up. Rum was second at 21%. You're most likely to set something on fire when drinking tequila. Over a third of people who started a fire while they were drunk said tequila was the culprit. And tequila also causes the worst hangovers, followed by vodka, whiskey, rum, and gin. And tequila drinkers have the most blackouts, just under 4 a year on average. Scotch drinkers have the fewest at 1.4 a year.
I'm trying to think the last time. I don't think I ever went streaking. I never have.
No, I never have either.
My wife was going to, and we were in Cabo, and it was tequila. She was ready to go streaking, and one of her girlfriends had to stop her from doing it.
I just don't have a great relationship with tequila. If it's in like a margarita or something, that's fine. But when people start suggesting the shots, I'm like, I'm out. Uh-huh. Sorry, not a part of this one. That's my bad relationship when it comes to alcohol. We all have a bad relationship with someone in the alcohol world, and that's my bad relationship.
Yeah, there's no like standout, but that weekend was all tequila, and a lot of crazy stuff happened looking back on that weekend in Cabo. And it's all because of that tequila.
Blame it on the tequila. Yeah. Now, finally, this morning, at this point in time with public health where it is, some people are still going for this elective surgery. The hot new trend in plastic surgery is something called genital matchmaking. Were you going to press the...
I grabbed my cup.
Oh, I thought you were going to press the delay.
No,
I was was I not supposed to say that?
I was getting my drink.
That's where a couple, they both get plastic surgery to make their naughty regions more compatible. So a man might have something done to his area to better, you know, be a better match with his wife or girlfriend's lady parts, or she might have some sort of like rejuvenation or whatever.
It's like getting a shirt tailored.
Yes,
you want it to fit. Here's the shirt. Okay, it doesn't fit just right. Let's get a tailor in there to make things the perfect fit.
They say that the result is definitely more satisfaction when it comes to their intimate relationship. I couldn't find any plastic surgeons listing prices for this procedure online, so you're going to have to go to your favorite plastic surgeon and see what they quote you on that. I was just trying to get an idea. I couldn't find anything on that, but that seems to be the big trend now in plastic surgery. With everything going on, if you're spending more time at home, you want to make sure that time is quality
fit, yeah.
time. You know?
It's like wearing that shirt over and over. You want the right fit on the shirt.
Exactly.
This is it, the brand new song from Maroon 5. Fully respect the song. You and I both took a bathroom break during that song. I assume you went to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom, came back. You weren't in the studio.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom too. Yeah.
We got to do that from time to time.
You know, it's something that needs to be done. It's a necessary evil of radio. We can't sit here the whole time.
No, and I go to the bathroom many a times throughout the show.
I felt bad because I felt like there was someone else in the bathroom when I went in there. And there's a sign on the door that says only one person allowed in the bathroom at a time. And she had just walked in. I go, I'm sorry, I can't wait. Like, I had to just really go really bad. And she kind of looked at me. I think she was kind of mad. But I went into the... I put a stall in between us, so, you know. But I think she was kind of mad.
I heard the interaction. So that was you guys. I was coming out of the bathroom. I heard that interaction. I've been in the situation because the same rule with the men's room where I'll walk in to use the urinal and I'll see a set of feet in the stall. So do I leave? Do I take care of business? I take care of business.
Yeah.
There's separators there.
Yeah, that's... If you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yes.
You know, what am I supposed to do?
Ladies, have you been creeped on? And what's the weirdest way? I think all creeping is weird, but is there any kind of weird way you've been creeped on? I've got a friend, and she posted a picture. It's just a story of some stuff she was doing in her life. And then the next story she had was a picture and says she wrote on top. She screenshotted a message someone sent to her. And she wrote, it didn't even take 60 seconds. And I'm like, well, okay, what is she talking about? And you see, it was a guy that was commenting on her stories asking her, no feet pictures today.
What?
And it's like, what? And then the next post was, she made a comment about, she said, that's why I never, when I post all my stories, I'm never wearing flip-flops or exposing my toes. Because apparently, she gets messages from guys who love seeing her feet in pictures.
Oh my goodness. That's creepy.
It reminds me of once here we were in the studio and you were sitting, you had like a dangly shoe on or something and we were videotaping something and your shoe was just kind of dangling off your foot. I'll never forget it because the guy made a comment like, oh, nice dangle or something like that. I'm like, what's a dangle?
There's like a whole website associated to shoe dangle. Yeah, which I didn't even know was a thing. And it's when you're wearing some sort of a slip-on shoe and you let the shoe dangle off of the heel, but it's still hanging on through the toe. And there's a whole thing for that, which was very surprising to me.
What's the weirdest way you've been creeped on? Because to me, seeing this stuff was so weird and so creepy. The fact that this guy is sending her the message. I think his line was, oh, no toes today, or when are we going to see those toes? Like, dude, creeper.
That is, yeah. What do you guys have, like, a way that you were creeped on? Either you found out after the fact or you noticed it as it was happening. There's the things people are into are so weird. Some of them that I hear about, I'm like, are you kidding me? That is just so bizarre. The shoe dangle, didn't know that was a thing. I knew that there was a foot thing that a lot of people have, but never did I hear about the shoe dangle.
Nudia, in your dating life, have you been creeped on in an odd way?
Yeah, soft hands. Like one time this guy was like, I was on a date and he kept like touching my hands to see how soft they were. And it was just like really weird. Like, I made up an excuse.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh, it's getting late.
I do respect the soft hand though. It just can't be overly soft because then I get scared.
I wouldn't mind if you said it to me, Mercedes. You know, it's just like it's different when a guy is like being really creepy.
Is there a site dedicated to ladies with soft hands?
Probably. I don't know if you want to go down that alley.
Yeah, that sounds a little terrifying to me. But it's funny. Sometimes I say things that I think sound creepy, but I don't realize it until after the fact where, like, you know, I'll look at you, Nudia, and I'll say, oh, wow, look at your skin. Like, I mean that in a good way.
Yeah,
like, wow, your skin is great. But I go, oh, wow, look at your skin. And I sound like some creeper. I don't mean to do that, though.
It's all in the tone, too. I think, oh, wow, look at your skin. And then your tone was, oh, wow, look at your skin.
Yes. Yeah. That's scary, right? We don't want to sound like creepers. Have you ever said anything you look back and like, wow, that was a real creepy thing?
Oh, I did a creepy thing. We were at Austin City Limits, the big music festival, and it was Gautier was performing. I was there with my wife, and she's standing in front of me as Gautier is performing, and the song starts, and My wife is kind of in front of me. I lean down. I just go to sniff her hair. It's my wife. She's in front of me. And I realized it's not my wife. She had kind of shuffled. Another woman shuffled in front of me. And I was sniffing someone else's hair.
Oh, my gosh.
And she didn't. The woman didn't flinch or something. Maybe she was high. I don't know. But she didn't spin around. But I'm like, as I'm sniffing, I'm like, wait, this doesn't smell right. And this doesn't look like, oh, my gosh, my wife shifted. So I was sniffing some other woman's hair.
That is so creepy. But I can't knock you for it because I've done that in the store before where I thought my husband was standing next to me, but another guy wearing the same pants came up and I like put my arm around him. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. That is the worst.
It's that initial response. It's like, whoa, this is not my wife. And as you're touching another man, he's like, who's this woman?
Oops, my bad.
His response, don't be sorry.
Yeah. Well, if he's not here, I am.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.